बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावन चारी यमुन तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावन चारी यमुन तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य असतत सरस श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य असतत सरस श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सरांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य सर हरिदास ठाकुर की जय पंच कहुं श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री चैतन्य चरतामृत की जय समवेत भक्तविंद की जय गौ प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु अंग गौरंग जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 6, The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Texts 96 through 99. So I'll do the first two and then we can do 99 together. Sunya Acharya Kehe Duki Hana Mane Sastra Gyane Karina Tumi Kara Abhimane. Upon hearing this, Gopinath Acharya became very unhappy. He said to the Bhattacharya, "You consider yourself the knower of all the Vedic scriptures. Bhagavata Bharata Dhi Sastrera Pradhana Se Dui Granta Vakye Nahi Avadhana." Srimad Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata are the two most important Vedic literatures, but you have paid no attention to their statement. Se dui kahe kavite saksha avatar, tuni kaha kavite nahi Vishnura prachar. In Srimad Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata, it is stated that the Lord appears directly, but you say that in this age there is no manifestation or incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Kali yuge lila avatarena kare bhagavan. Kali yuga lila avatarena kare bhagavan. Aite-vati-yuga-kari-kahi-tara-nam. So we'll do this one together. Kali-yuga-vila-avatara-na-kare-bhagavam. Aite-vati-yuga-kari-kahi-tara-nam. Kali-yuga-vila-avatara-na-kare-bhagavam. Aite Vatri Yuga Kari Kahi Taranam. Kali Yuga Lila Vatarana Kare Bhagavan. Aite Vatri Yuga Kari Kahi Taranam. Kali Yuga Viva Tarana Kare Bhagavan. Aite Vati Yuga Kare Kahe Narinam. Ladies? Kali Yuga Viva Tarana Kare Bhagavan. Aite Vati Yuga Kare Kahe Navatam. Kali Yuga. In this age of Kali. Lila Avatar. A pastime incarnation. Not. Kare. Does. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aiteva, therefore, Triyuga, manifested in three yugas. Kari, accepting. Kahi, I say. Taranam, his holy name. Translation. In this age of Kali, there is no Lila avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known as Triyuga. That is one of his holy names. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A Lila avatar is an incarnation of the Lord who performs a variety of activities without making any special endeavor. He always has one pastime after another and full of transcendental pleasure, and these pastimes are fully controlled by the Supreme Person. The Supreme Person is totally independent of all others in these pastimes. While teaching Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 2296 through 298, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that one cannot count the number of Lila avatars. Lila avatare Krishnarana yaya ganana pradhana kariye kahi digdarshana. However, the Lord told Sanatana, I shall explain the chief Lila avatars. Matsya Korma Raghunatha Nrsimha Vamana Varaha Deveka Yanra Nayaya Ganana. Thus the Lord's incarnation were enumerated, including Matsya, the fish incarnation, Korma, the tortoise, Lord Ramachandra, Nrsimhadev, Vamanadev, and Varaha, the boar incarnation. Thus there are innumerable legal avatars, and all of these exhibit wonderful pastimes. Lord Varaha, the boar incarnation, lifted the entire planet Earth from the depths of the Garbhodaka ocean. The tortoise incarnation, Lord Korma, became a pivot for the emulsification of the whole sea, and Lord Nrsimhadev appeared as a half-man, half-lion. These are some of the wonderful and uncommon features of Leela avatars. In his book, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has enumerated the following 25 Leela avatars: Chathusana, Narada, Varaha, Matsya, Yajna, Narayanayan, Kapila, Dattatreya, Hayashirsha or Hayagriva, Hamsa, Prishnigarbha, Rishabh, Prithu, Nrsimha, Korma, Dhanvantari, Mohini, Vamana, Parasaram, Raghavendra, Vyas, Balaram, Krishna, Buddha, and Kalki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not mentioned as a Leela avatar because he is an incarnation in disguise, Tuna avatar. In this age of Kali, there are no Leela avatars, but there is an incarnation of the Lord manifested in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Agyana Timirandasya Ginandana Sarakaya Chaksurun Militam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Keshava, can you go back to Vyasuna Prabhu? Can you go back to 97? Actually, it's 95, I think. Yeah, 95. This whole conversation, or this part of it, is taking place between Gopinath Acharya and his brother-in-law Sarvabhauma. For those who don't really haven't been following the story, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri with his associates after taking sannyas and fainted in the temple of Lord Jagannath. And because he was unconscious, they brought him to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and after some time, he was revived. Those who were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa, in Mayapur, saw manifestations of his divinity rather recently, towards the time leading up to the time he took sannyas. So, and they were his devotees incarnate, many of them. So they were propagating that he was, this is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his brother-in-law were discussing this newly arrived sannyasi. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was saying, "Very nice devotee, very beautiful, he has very advanced features. I can tell he's very advanced devotee. What sampradaya was he initiated into?" And they had discussions about that. And then Gopinath Acharya said, "You know, you don't even know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in your home. That's who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is." So Sarvabhauma and his disciples are questioning Gopinath Acharya, "How do you have evidence? What is your evidence? How do you know that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" How many people here think that they would know the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he was in their home? Raise your hand. Yes? You think you would? Yeah. Anybody doesn't think they would know? A few. Interesting. Do we have the microphone, Vyasuna? Okay, we're going to go around the room. And no, this is interesting. How many different devotees can we think of that were in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead but didn't know it? We have Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya right here. He's in his home. To start the ball rolling, Lord Brahma, creator of the universe was watching the Cowherd boys have lunch. And he wasn't really sure. So, Vyasuna, can you pass the microphone on? Anybody else? Divyanga Prabhu?
King Indra.
King Indra?
Huh? Indra came and showered him, tried to drown him.
Very good. Excellent.
And he's Indra. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm Indra. What's up with that?
There. Yes. Anybody else? Lord Vamana? Huh? Bali Maharaj was performing sacrifice. Little Brahmachari, come up and a few paces of land, please. Madan Mohan Prabhu?
It appears it's only if it's part of the pastime, if you understand it's Krishna or not understands. It's only by his mercy, and then it depends on which aspect of the mercy.
Well, that's what we're leading to. How does one know? We've heard from Srila Prabhupada that Chaitanya Charitamrita is like PhD. It's an advanced book. First one reads Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. The question can be asked, why? Let's go through some more of this. So many, it's wonderful. Anybody else? How about that little fish? What was that king's name?
Satyavarta.
Had a little fish in his hand, and all of a sudden, boom, it got bigger. Kanagamya Prabhu?
Mother Yasoda.
All the residents of Vrindavan. Very good. How about universal form? Duryodhana. He didn't even believe it when he saw it. Who? Jayasandha. How many times did he get defeated? Shishupal. Okay. Even devotees. Very different. Let's go into this topic of why this particular feature is so unique here. In general, our response to the question of how do you know reality, how do you know who is an incarnation of God, is that there are different evidences. One is our imperfect senses. Account Karna Patva. Imperfect senses means that sometimes what we see with our senses is illusion. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of looking at the sun. You just see a disk that's not even an inch in diameter, and yet logic helps us, and we know through other means that it's a much bigger planet than an inch. So our senses aren't really perfect. Then there's hypothesis, pramana. Where one tries to think, well, maybe it's like this, and tries to prove it. Then there's shabda, hearing. So the Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy is based on this concept that one has to hear from a superior authority, someone from the transcendental world, about what goes on beyond this universe, because it's not possible to go there or perform experiments. Our imperfect senses can't do it, and we can't hypothesize an experiment to prove it or disprove it. So we say you have to go to Shastra. But here, what's happening? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how did he refute Gopinath Acharya? He quoted Shastra. Can you, Vyasuna, 95, sorry. Our verse today begins, upon hearing this, Gopinath Acharya was very unhappy. So, upon hearing what? This is the verse that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya chanted. Aiteva tri yuga kari kahi Vishnu nama Kali yuga avatare nahi Shastra jana. Another name for Lord Vishnu is tri yuga, because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali yuga. Indeed, this is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is known as Tri-Yuga, which means that he is manifest in three yugas. However, this means that in the age of Kali, the Lord appeared not directly, but in disguise. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj as he's pacifying Lord Narsingadev. Pushkar, can you do that Sanskrit?
Yeah,
Thank you. My Lord, you kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnations in the families of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus you illuminate the worlds with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, or Mahapurusha, you sometimes appeared in a covered incarnation. Therefore you are known as Triyuga, one who appears only in three yugas. Of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam, that's not exactly the translation. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation of different planetary systems and killing demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In this age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. So he's using Shastra to establish his point. So how can we say that Shastra is the ultimate evidence by which one can prove a point? This brings up the concept of subtle aspects of Shastra, hidden meanings within Shastra. When Lord Chaitanya was speaking with Prakasananda Saraswati, Prakasananda Saraswati, also later on with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they started to talk. Sarvabhauma for 7 days sat and preached to Lord Chaitanya. He didn't say anything. And he was quoting Shastra. They weren't just talking Prajalpa or what was going on in Puri. They were discussing Shastra, and he was explaining Brahman, different things. And finally he asked Mahaprabhu, "You're not asking any questions. I don't know if you're really catching my meaning." And Prakasananda similarly spoke and spoke and spoke, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Are you understanding?" He said, "I can understand the meaning of the Shastra clearly, but your explanation of it is like putting a cloud in front of it, in front of the sun of the self-evident Shastras." So the concept is that the Shastras are self-evident. Well, what's not self-evident about this quote? He's saying it's true yoga. It's right in Shastra. Now, what is not self-evident about that? That's another verse.
No, that's the same verse at the end it says he's
hidden. So you have to kind of spin and look deeper into the meaning. He walks and he does not walk. He's very far and he's very near as well. How is this self-evident and clear like the sunshine when you look at something? It's ambiguous. Come on, anybody can understand that. It's not clear. It's equivocal. It's like, what does that really mean? He's close but he's far away. It's not a normal logical statement. So there's a meaning to it that has to be explained. Once it's explained, then it's clear. But it's not self-evident of its own. So we're entering into a realm of deeper understanding. I've often given the example that with mathematics, you have your basic whole numbers, then you have addition and subtraction, multiplication and division, fractionalization. But when you start getting up into physics and calculus, you start coming up with things that aren't even numbers. They put in like symbols that don't mean a particular number until you equate it to a particular equation. So in the higher realms of philosophy, in the more subtle aspects of who is God, what is our relationship with him, there are subtleties. And it's not just the self-evident statement of a Shastra where you can take it and say, boom, this is it, and this is reality. Otherwise, why are there four Vaishnava Sampradayas? Why isn't there just one? Why are there different rasas? Why isn't there just one? Why isn't everything be the same? There's only one truth. No. Vedanti tat tat tvavidas tat vamyajganam advayam bhamiti paramatmiti bhagavaniti sabdite. There's three aspects to the one. It's a deeper understanding of the one object. So how that one, or how can reality be seen by us who may not have access to those subtle meanings? When Lord Krishna instructed Lord Brahma, how many verses did it take for him to explain the Srimad Bhagavatam? 4. Chatushloki. When Narada heard it from Brahma, it was a little more expanded. When Narada explained it to Vyasadeva, it was a little more expanded. Then what did Vyasadeva do? He wrote hundreds and thousands of verses. He wrote all 18 Puranas, Itihasas, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata. And then he still wasn't satisfied. So Narada Muni told him to write directly about the Supreme Lord. He wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Now how many commentaries are there on the Srimad Bhagavatam? Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod, Srila Prabhupada. From the four verses, look all that it's expanded, simply to try and understand that reality. What is reality? It's a good question. It's one that we have to ask, and how do you attain or come to the faith that it's really real? Just because somebody said so doesn't really satisfy one very deeply. I was thinking of a nice example. My son-in-law likes construction. So when he breaks down these houses that people buy, a lot of devotees are buying older mobile homes. And depending on the quality of the way it was first produced, when it's older and you break it apart, then you can see how it was made. So it's supposed to be 16 inches between every 2x4, which creates a frame. We've all seen what a frame of a building looks like. So every 16 inches, there's supposed to be the 2x4. But sometimes the cheapo ones, they're 20 inches, 24 inches. And then if you get into like recreational vehicles, they don't even use 2x4s, they use 1x3s or something. They use a cheaper, thinner piece of wood so that you can drive one in the car. So what happens is that after time, with the rain and the wind and the life that people are living in it, things fall apart and the building starts to sag and things start to rot. So similarly, if our faith is based on something that isn't clear, that isn't understandable in a concrete, practical way, day by day by day, it becomes more and more clear, then what happens is that the rain and the winds of life, the storms of life, the inconveniences of life gradually wear away at that frame and cause our faith to be not so strong. Now, even in our society, the first question we remembered we asked, who would know the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he was in your home? Well, who knows philosophy and who knows the answers to these questions? Look at the Gaudiya Math. Tomorrow's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's disappearance day, so it's a timely conversation of how when the Acharya is present, an Acharya is a person who's a liberated soul, it has to be, freed from the modes of material nature, who understands reality as it is. And his presence manifests and creates around him. Look at what Srila Prabhupada did in New York. Look what Bhaktisiddhanta did when he first started. He was in Mayapur, and he was chanting Harinam and performing great austerities and got a few, one or two, three different Bengalis. Then they asked him if he could go to Calcutta, and they would start arranging some preaching programs for him. And he started to preach to the local people in Calcutta. And simply by hearing from someone who knows this expanded, deeper understanding, one's heart becomes transformed. My only wish is that my consciousness become purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. It means that one becomes elevated in a liberated soul's association and can understand and hear and understand reality by hearing from that person. So after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati left this planet, they had a whole thousands of devotees, They have mutts all over the country, and wasn't really clear how to maintain and administrate over that institution. And for those who know the history, there was one man named Vasudeva. They thought he should be the next acharya, so they put him up on the acharya platform, but within a short time he started to deviate, both philosophically and morally and socially. So that caused all kinds of schisms, and what happened? Different groups started breaking off into their own different establishments. Same exact thing happened in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness after Srila Prabhupada left. Now, so what I'm trying to show is that it's not just Shastra, it's not just one person's or an interpretation of Shastra that guides humanity. It's also culture. Culture guides us. And culture, we're in a very we're talking about the frame of the building. Our culture is not strong. It's not a real strong, built-up culture. It's nice here in Alachua, and there's some various places where there's a small social group which help one another and give each other support and help each other in our spiritual development. But overall, what is it? It's a few thousand people. Maybe there's not a million people. If you go to all the different temples and congregations and everything like that, there's probably not even 1 million people. How many, what is it, 6 billion in the world now? So, 7 billion? So our culture is not very strong, and therefore, how to put our faith and our vision in what we're doing and dedicating our lives to something in a human form of life means you have to apply yourself to the questions. What is reality? How can I progress? How can I help others progress? And holding on to the orthodox teachings of the acharya is essential. People say it's dogmatic. It's not dogmatic. It's reality. What Srila Prabhupada... Now, what happens in our case? I mean, we're all faced with it. Why not open the door and peep in? When there's a difference of opinion, a different interpretation about something that an acharya says, or a letter that he wrote, or a conversation that he had. So there are people who have created whole social institutions and social groups based on a conversation or an interpreted letter without any foundation of a culture. The Ritvik group. There's no culture to substantiate how they're worshipping Srila Prabhupada. However, if we look to other Vaishnava sampradayas, which is a Vaishnava culture, we can see that Ramanujacharya, we just had their disappearance day last week, 2 weeks ago, Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya lived 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, and that culture in Sri Rangam is still there today. So what happened was when they were on Padyatra, one of the devotees saw this old man. He was 90 years old, and his family service to the deity was to bring water to Sri Ranganath, to the deity in the temple. And his sons and grandsons could have done it. So one of our ISKCON devotees went up and asked him, "Why are you doing this service still? You're 90 years old. Why don't you give it to your kids?" And the man said, "What would Ramanuja think? 1,000 years they've held that culture." He's still feeling connected. When Ramanujacharya wrote his Bhashya, Sri Bhashya, he wrote a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And everyone who comes into contact, whoever's a guru, who's ever a member of their sampradaya, is seen as, he's the center, like the umbrella. And everybody is a representative of those teachings. In Madhvacharya's sampradaya, there are 8 different mutts. But each of them follow Madhvacharya's teaching or his bhasya, his commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And everybody is a representative of Madhvacharya as the founder acharya or of that sampradaya. So in our sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, although there was in 1700s, early 1700s, there was a cultural revolution. What happened was that because of Aurangzeb and the attacks on Vrindavan, the deities in Vrindavan, worshipped by the Goswamis who were direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya, had to be moved. So they were taken to the shelter of the Rajput kings in Rajasthan, the Kshatriyas who could fight the Muslims who were coming and defacing and breaking deities and temples. It was a time of disturbance like that. So after some time, after the deity had been in Jayapur, and they had also gotten a deity of Srimati Radharani, and Radha Govinda were being worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. One of the Sri Sampradaya groups, the Ramanandi group, went to the king and said, this group isn't bona fide to worship Radha Govinda. First of all, they worship this form of Srimati Radharani. That's nowhere in Shastra. They can't prove it, that she's a bona fide deity. And also, they don't have any commentary on Vedanta Sutra. They're not a bona fide sampradaya. So how can you let them worship the deity in your palace, in the temple? So the king was a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a disciple of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and he sent a letter to Vrindavan. What is our stance? What is our culture? What is our take on reality? How can we prove that we have this bona fide sampradaya? Unfortunately, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur was very old at the time, so he sent his disciple Baladev Vidyabhusana. Baladev went there, he prayed to Govinda. Govinda said, I will speak to you, the Bhasya. So it's called Govinda Bhasya. He wrote it right there in Jayapur, and the whole situation was explained. When he read that to the Sri Vaishnavas, the Sri Vaishnavas were like, oh my God, it's so clear and beautiful. What wonderful explanations of Shastra. We want to become your disciples. So they wanted to convert. But Baladev Vidyabhusana said, if I accept you as disciples, that will cause offense to the Sri Sampradaya, which is a bona fide Sampradaya established by Ramanuja. So no. I won't initiate you. You follow your path. It's a bona fide path to Godhead. So just see the calculation, the way the numbers, the way everything falls into place in culture, Shastra, interpretation, reality, what is different aspects of that same feature, of that same personality, of that same absolute truth. It's very subtle. It can manifest itself in any form. So what is the ultimate criteria? If someone knows a whole bunch of Shastra, does that mean that Krishna will manifest before them because they can quote all the Shastras and they know the philosophy? They know reality according to Shastra, Shabda. They know the evidence. Does that mean that will bring the personality of Godhead in front of them? What is the criteria? Can anybody help me? Madan Mohan Prabhu.
I was just thinking, as they surrender to Bhagavad Gita, as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. There's different... Everyone follows my path in all respects, so...
Yes, so they'll manifest in different ways according to one's surrender. The other day we were over at Nalini's. We have a weekly reading. I found one sentence that practically jumped off the page. This is beautiful. False egoistic acceptance of things conditions one, whereas acceptance of things as they are makes one liberated. False egoistic acceptance of things conditions one, whereas acceptance of things as they are makes one liberated. It's in Lord Kapiladev's instructions to Devahuti. No, that's in Srila Prabhupada's purport. I had one quote here that I wanted to find. Give me a second.
To be explained a little bit, that the idea that first you were saying that first in the class or back in the class you said yes. That the made that point that you have to understand the Shastra as far as Chana Kalo and the subtle and like that. On the other hand, we're saying Mukya, like Mahaprabhu's preaching to Prakashananda, that you have to direct, this is the chief meaning, just like you read that quote just now from the purport, not this roundabout Gona Vritti, which is just the indirect, which is what the interpretation is. So how do you, now you have to explain and distinguish between what's an interpretation and how to understand the subtlety. Because if it's direct, like you just said, it's direct.
Then Sarvabhauma's right. He's not an incarnation. Tri Yuga.
It says right there. He's covered.
Oh, so you have to go deeper into it.
Who says that that's subtle? It's right there. Chana. He avoided that last line, basically. I mean, it seems to me.
Well, isn't that what Gopinath Acharya is going to explain?
Right.
Exactly. So, how is, even though Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will hear it, he'll hear the explanation, he'll hear the quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Mahabharata. What happened? Did he say, oh, okay?
It appears that when Krishna puts all this information out there, it has to be reconstituted, just like you have medicine, you have to add water and shake it up for it to reconstitute. So all this information, it only works if there's a pure devotee that can unlock it. Otherwise, it
manifests. It's like the code. What's your example of the code?
Yeah. Different people have different confidentiality clearances, like in the military, there's secret, top secret, most confidential clearances for having the actual purpose revealed behind something, because they're not in line with that security level of the government. So the same way, unless one is blessed by the mercy of the pure devotee, he can't unlock any of this, because the pure devotee has the most confidential understanding manifesting in his heart.
So let's apply that to our situation. And just as the Ramanuja Sampradaya has preserved the culture for 1,000 years, the Madhvacharya Sampradaya has preserved the culture for 800 years, it's our duty to preserve that culture of Srila Prabhupada being the founding Acharya, and his commentaries on so many different books, his lectures, his administration, the way he set up the whole social structure, is actually reality. It leads us to reality if one follows it. But ultimately, there are various circumstances where somebody didn't even know Shastra, didn't even have access to that, but still, the Lord manifested himself. And Lord Jagannath came to him in a dream, and he had all kinds of dust around him. His nose was drooling. And King Pachaparudra got up in his dream to offer obeisances, and Lord Jagannath said, no, no. Someone from such an illustrious ancestry shouldn't come before me before I'm so dirty. And King Pachaparudra, and then all of a sudden, Lord Jagannath transformed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And King Pachaparudra paid obeisances in his dream, and he said, oh, my Lord, please forgive me for my confusion and my doubt. And Lord Chaitanya explained that I've come to save you, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and who was the other one? Three people that he came to. But it's interesting that if the Lord doesn't reveal himself, as we've seen from these different examples, and there are several more, then no one can see him. He's independent. But the culture that we're following, the practices, are meant to please him. And when he's pleased, then he'll reveal himself when the time is right. Ganagamya Prabhu.
Well, the Shastra, just like that story in particular, is the revelation. Devotees take the revelation from the Shastra. It's like Bhagavad Gita. We read Bhagavad Gita, and we come to the conclusion that Krishna's God, just like Arjuna. And we become humbled, and we ask, you know, please forgive my offenses. You know, I've taken you for granted so many times.
Mm.
So like this, the Shastra gives the devotees the revelation. It's Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
And like you just mentioned also, it helps us fine-tune our attitude when we hear of Arjuna and his attitude toward Krishna or King Pataprabhu. It helps us, yeah, fine, beautiful. Madan Mohan Prabhu.
I forgot the verse, but it's something like, has anybody ever become liberated without taking the dust from the feet of the pure devotee? I mean, without serving that pure devotee? So that works in with all this also. So I'm sure with this conversation was a prelude to Lord Chaitanya pleasing Gopinath to reveal himself, because Krishna is always doing everything in a relationship to pleasing his devotees. So it's just another angle to see how in each situation, like he went to see Ramananda Roy, but he said that was because Sarvabhauma had recommended that he was pleasing Sarvabhauma. Because, you know, it's always fascinating to see how Krishna does everything in relationship to pleasing the devotees.
It's reciprocal. Back and forth. Anything else? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.